This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Tom Hanks plays a cowboy congressman in the new film Charlie Wilson's War. Later on, we hear from the man behind the movie, the real Charlie Wilson.
First to our regular Friday talk about the week in politics with NPR news analyst Juan Williams. When we spoke earlier, I began by wishing him happy holidays.
Thank you, Alex. Good to be here.
So we often talk about the biggest political stories of the week. That's what we normally do. But this is our year-end chat. What's the big political story of the year? The one.
Well, you know, let me just work up to it, Alex. I'd say that one that really sticks with me as we come to the year's end is what happened with Alberto Gonzalez, now the former attorney general, and the whole idea of U.S. attorneys being fired under the Bush administration, Republican administration, for not prosecuting Democrats. And, you know, that had consequence throughout the year, eventually Gonzalez resigning. So I think that's a story, and the political power of it, I think, is going to stay over time, whether or not you use the political structure to punish your enemies. The second one that I would use as a lead up is the Larry Craig story. Senator Craig remains in office, but the scandal that surrounded him really remains one that was powerful, I think resonated in the sense that it damaged Republicans and their claim to be people who were about reforming Washington and able to clean up things. You know, Larry Craig was added to the weight of all the problems that came with Jack Abramoff and Tom DeLay and others who engaged in scandals on the Republican side. But I think the biggest story of the year politically is that despite his lack of popularity, President Bush has managed to thwart the Democrats in Congress on Iraq, on spending. He has remained a power player despite early predictions that he was going to be a lame duck.
Still, he doesn't seem to be someone that the Republican candidates are going around holding up as their guy as they all strive to get his job.
Not at all. You know, there is no heir apparent to this Bush throne, Alex, and part of that is due to the fact that his numbers, his approval ratings are so low. It's not only that his numbers are low, Vice President Cheney's numbers are low. There is nobody who's associated with this administration who is really stepping into the campaign and saying, I am here as George Bush's guy. And the fact that people are reaching back to Ronald Reagan and beyond to say that they are recreating the Republican Party in a new image. So what you see out on the campaign trail, the closest you would say that comes to any endorsement of the current administration is people like John McCain, the senator from Arizona, saying, I support the president's position in Iraq, but even that has tremendous danger because the war is so unpopular and it risks alienating swing voters as you approach the general election. So while people have generally been saying we have to do a good job of fighting terrorism, they have been reluctant to embrace President Bush or the war effort.
Let me ask you about the Democrats, because I see as a really big political story of the year, and maybe a cultural story, the fact that for the first time, we have a woman and a black American as the primary leading candidates in a political party. This is likely, as things stand, at least at this moment, to be one or the other of them as the party's nominee. And you're an African American. Did you sit around your Christmas table these few days ago with your family kind of remarking on this?
Oh, no, you know, but it's been a topic of conversation all year long. In fact, people are somewhat incredulous. I must say nationwide, as I travel around, and I travel so much, Alex, people say they, you know, it's interesting. Some pockets of the black community, people are just doubtful that white people would really support a black man to be president of the United States. And then on the other hand, you get people who are doubtful that any woman could possibly be supported. And that's also, you know, true in the black community. People are just doubtful that a white woman could get that kind of support. So there's lots of anxiety. And then, of course, there comes all the excitement. People who think, you know, this is an opportunity to break through barriers, to make history. But I think it's a reflection of the changing demographics of our country. And it's a story that doesn't often get told, Alex. But America's changing now, a third made up of minorities. You know, most of the voters obviously are women. And the key to the election, as you can tell by talking to any of the campaign managers, is capturing women voters, especially white suburban women voters going forward. And their reaction to Hillary Clinton may be determinative of what happens in the 08 election.
Well, that's a story for next year. Thank you for this year, Juan. NPR News Analyst Juan Williams, regularly with us Fridays on Day to Day. Juan, thank you.
Happy New Year, Alex.